face a kick like karate. Some girls step in at the party, but them back one up in the party.
Montreal, good morning. This is Soke here on the Morning Detour on CKAT 90.3 FM. Today we're having a very, very special show. I'm pretty happy. I'm not happy that Weezy's not here with us today. You know, he's doing his little thing, you know, but I'm here. And today we're here with Tracy.
Hey.
Was here with us for a while. Actually, he was here with us for a while, but it's been months since.
Yeah.
Show, and I'm pretty happy that you're here today. Good morning.
I have to say, in honor to Weezy, I have to say, Montreal, my city, good morning. I have to say it.
How have you been?
I'm good, honestly. It's been, you know, it's been crazy. Mm-hmm. I think it's been crazy for everybody. So I don't want to jump the gun, but I could talk about my week. Like, it's been such a reflective moment for me, actually. Mm. Yeah. So, you know, for many of us, it was back to work week, and I work for a quote unquote non-essential business. So unfortunately, we were closed since December 25th. And that time off has reminded me that self-care is so important. Not only self-care, but wellness overall. So it was a very busy period for us before the lockdown. I barely had time for myself. I had no energy left to tap into my creative side. And I'm gonna be honest with you, Kay, like, I was going a little cuckoo. Like, I haven't read anything in a while. Haven't watched any documentary or good movies. We can't even go out like that. I literally felt trapped in my own mind. And listen, I will be carefully taking notes during our culture segment later, because I'm born in August. I'm a summer baby. I need the sun, the heat, the sand. And right now, you know, this whole playing in the snow thing is not for me at all, but I'll give it a try anyway. So first week of the year, I really took the time to unwind. I didn't stress myself for nothing, but I started working on a few things that I want to bring to the community this year. Especially in times like this, I think that those who have the capacity to do so should make themselves available to help. So I will be exploring, you know, avenues to discuss wellness and social issues. So I'm super excited about that. I'm also working on some dope interview contact, so getting in my media bag finally.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, the good stuff. Yeah. I'm super duper happy about my first week in 2021. I'm looking forward to what this year has to offer, for real.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to hear that. Happy to hear about the interviews, okay? Because I know yeah. We had talked about it like a long time ago, and I know
it
when that happens. So that's good to hear. Very happy to have you back on the show. Also happy your first week has been great. For me, it was kind of in between, because, you know, it was the holidays, so I kind of took a break without really taking a break. It was just, there's nothing to do. Mm-hmm. You know, there was nothing to do. So I just watched a lot of Netflix and Amazon Prime and all the streaming services possible that I have. And, you know, it was back at work. It's pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first week that is very slow. I like when it's kind of slow, so you have time to, you know, like, get back to it without being slammed by projects. But one thing that I know for sure is a first week back to work for a lot of people. But I feel like Montreal has got some very bittersweet news. I guess on Wednesday, you know, to what Legault announced, that we will discuss a little bit later on down the show. But, you know, I think it's okay. It's like a first week of 2021. It's still better than the beginning of 2020. That's what I would say.
Yeah, we definitely were not expecting that. Anything that you're watching on all the different streaming services, because I will definitely, like I said, take the time to take care of myself, and I'm looking for new shows or new movies.
I can send you a whole list. There's no problem. I feel like at some point I felt like I finished Netflix, which I probably didn't, but you know what I mean. So we have a very, very interesting show today. A little bit of news. Obviously, we're going to be talking about, you know, COVID and a little bit of data, what's been going on in the province of Quebec and in Canada in general. We're going to be talking about the vaccine and, you know, what's happening with that as well. And we definitely need to talk about the state of our hospitals in Canada and in Quebec, because I feel like there's not enough emphasis on the healthcare workers. And we do need to understand the situation that we are putting them in with not respecting social distancing and all the other measures that are being put in place by the government. As usual, we also have some entertainment news, you know, like the little gossip here and there, because you know sometimes you need to unwind and just listen to other people's business, especially celebrities. We like to hear what they have to say. Obviously, Lorena with us today with a little bit of info on what to do in the culture in Montreal this week. Even though we can't really go out like that, you know, there's a few things that she was able to find for you guys to actually occupy yourself during this new upcoming lockdown. And also, we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. I know a lot of people said 2021, they won't be doing any New Year's resolutions because they don't want to jinx anything after the crazy 2020 we had, but I thought it would be cool and interesting to talk about that. And we might talk a little bit about mental health as well, just because I think it's important, like you said, Tracy, that we actually take care of ourselves. So, you know, this is everything that we're going to be covering on the show today. We're going to be back, listen to a little bit of music, and then we'll be back. This is Soke on CKHD 90.3. I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. Can't let you go. What I want in my life, I've been staying up at night. I can't leave you alone. I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go.
You are now locked into the Morning Detour Mix on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Baby girl, you know my situation, and sometimes I know you get impatient, but you don't put on a show to get ovations. Take it to court and go through litigations, and I respect your gangster. Treat you like a princess and put some on your neck to thank you. She's my pinch hitter. When the starting lineup ain't playing right, I come off the bench with her. It might sound like I'm gassing ya, but it takes time to get from the backseat to the passenger. We've been creeping and sneaking just to keep it from leaking. We so deep in our freaking and we don't sleep on the weekend. Wifey's a little bit uptight. Wonder why I keep coming home in the middle of the night. It'll be alright. If y'all bump heads, it'll be a fight. But I said it'll be alright. Come on.
I really wanna be with you. Wanna be real with you.
Real with you.
I can't leave you alone.
No.
And I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life.
In my life.
Already got a wife.
Got a wife.
Can't leave you alone.
No.
And I know I'm living wrong,
but I can't let you go.
You ain't never step out of line or get out of pocket, so I made sure canary sit out your locket to protect you. I get out and cock it, and you know the barrel of my gun is big enough to spit out a rocket. Oh, you gon' play dumb if cops do come through. I gotta keep the top up if my drop do come through. But I know the boutiques and shops you run through, so I cop her one and cop you one too. You always get a daily page, weekly ring. Plus you ain't too shy to do them freaky things. I ain't gotta put a band on your finger. I worry about you telling the whole world I'm your man while I'm Springer. At first you was something I denied, something I would slide just to do something in the ride. But shorty, it's something you provide, cause the entree ain't as good without something on the side, you know.
I really wanna be with you,
be with you.
I wanna be real with you,
real with you.
I can't leave you alone,
no.
And I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life,
in my life.
I already got a wife,
got a wife.
Can't leave you alone,
no.
And I know I'm living wrong,
but I can't let you go.
I might be leaving the earth soon. My girl gon' kill me if she smell a scent of your perfume. It's gon' be a clip toss if I go back with stains of your lip gloss on my throwback. She won't care if I'm a platinum rapper, if she catch me with an empty magnum wrapper. So keep it on the down low, call the car seller. You seen what happened with Mr. Big and R. Kelly.
You know I can't forget. Anytime this chick is there for
with you, trying to see what's up with you. I can't leave you alone. I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life. I've been staying up at night. I can't leave you alone. I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go.
Cabelli roller wood, but she hood, and I love that. So she ain't got no, let me run that. In the back of this guinea, you ever done that? End up in the fair for this yeeky. If you don't tuck that, she try to brush me off, but I'm like that. Shoulda never let me hit it, need my run back, shit. She went from jelly slides to Chanel slides. She went from Honda Civics to Pirelli tires. I tell you about my other before I tell a lie.
You can say I'm sprung on you, guess I fell in line. Fell out over little pet like hella times. Your commitment unwavering, that hella tight.
Girl,
G-O-D, I love your life.
Girl, I really with you.
Ay,
trying to see what's up with you. Ay, I can't leave you alone. I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life. I've been staying up.
Side pieces, dime pieces. She inquired about the chain. These is light pieces. Light pieces. Yeah. A skin complexion like a light Reese's. I might nibble on her neck just cause I like Reese's. BS on low inside the time pieces. We be funking for nothing and try to find reasons. Lord, newly designed cleavage with that chat. Ain't finna fall in love with from the black tie. Pebble beat your sandbox. You gon' hold me down if I went down for that blam mind. Committed to the before we met this, who I am I. Respect the way you stand on your principles, I'm a fan mind. What qualifies an applicant that's trying to be your man mind?
Girl, I really with you, trying to see what's up with you. I can't leave you alone. I know I'm living wrong, but I can't let you go. You're the one I want in my life. I've been staying up.
You are now locked into the Morning Detour Mix on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, we're back. You're listening to the Morning Detour. This is Tracy Paul. We have Soke with us. I'm just filling in here right now for Weezy, so don't mind me. He's having a self-care week. So now it's time for local and international news. I don't even know where to start because, listen, there's a lot going on right now. Let's start with some updates on the COVID cases. So as of today, there are a little over 2,600 new cases, bringing the total number of people infected to 217,999 cases, of which 184,904 have now recovered. The data also reports 47 new deaths for a total of 8,488 as of Wednesday. It's just going up at this point. It's just going up. I feel like everything that we've been doing right now has not bring any some sort of type of results. And of course, as a result to that, Quebec is on lockdown. Last Wednesday, Prime Minister Legault issued a province-wide curfew starting Saturday in an effort to combat surging COVID-19 cases, according to CTV News. The government is implementing several new lockdown measures. Among the measures is a curfew that will require Quebecers to be in their homes by 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. or risk a fine of up to $6,000. Have you seen the uproar on Twitter, Kay?
I have.
People are asking a bunch of questions.
I understand that. I think that maybe it's a bit late for Quebec to go under full-on lockdown and curfew as other countries have done so before. So I'm waiting to see what happens. I hope the numbers definitely go down, though.
I hope too. So right now, the province grocery stores and corner stores will close at 7 every day, 7 p.m. to allow shoppers and employees time to get home. Pharmacies and gas stations will be permitted to remain open during curfew hours. The new measures will last for 4 weeks until February 8th. Measures that have been previously been in place as the closing of restaurant dining rooms will also remain in place for the 4 weeks. So basically, we're on lockdown. There's a curfew. Nothing much has changed besides the fact that we can't do anything before 8, between 8 and 4. I have to say that this is pretty particular. So Prime Minister Legault expects Quebec's homeless population to abide by the curfew, saying he believed that there is enough room in the province's shelters. That really left me with no words. If you know a little about the homelessness situation here in Quebec, this is something that I have a lot of questions. I need to know how is this going to be taken care of, those people, especially right now. This is winter time. They're already having a hard time finding place to stay, to sleep. So anywho, we'll see. Primary schools will reopen as planned on January 11th. Students in the 5th and 6th grades will be required to wear masks in the classroom. High school will not resume in person until January 18th. The Prime Minister urged families to avoid allowing grandparents to babysit while schools are closed as much as possible. Children often don't show COVID-19 symptoms, and so exposing older grandparents to the virus is extremely dangerous, and I can speak on that. I have a close elder family member that had to be confined to her own home alone because of catching COVID from a younger niece. And that moment was absolutely frightening for the whole family. She already had a, you know, medical condition, and so I really urge everybody to try and keep continuing taking care of our elders. Houses of worship will be closed with the exception of funerals, where attendance will be capped at 10 people. Now, Kate, how, I feel like, you know, are you getting vaccinated is the new how much you're making. Don't you find it's like becoming a very sensitive topic to discuss, and some people are even afraid to share their stance. According to CBC News, 64% said that they would probably or certainly get vaccinated, while 16% said they definitely would not. So I have to ask you, are you getting vaccinated?
So as of, well, as of today and the news that I have so far and the information that I have so far, it was said that people with severe allergic reactions to medication should not be taking the vaccine just because they could get a severe allergic reaction. I have severe allergic reactions to penicillin, so I will not be taking the vaccine. Talk to my family about it. Everybody's super okay with that. But again, my position on the vaccine should not affect, you know, the listeners. If you want to get vaccinated, definitely do so if you can, you know, when the doses are made available. If you don't want to, I guess that's also your right. I guess we'll see how this is going to be handled in the next
few
days and months.
Of course, of course. I feel like you definitely should do your own research before taking position. It's really not about what someone does or what someone doesn't do. Like, do what's best for you, and also think about the situation and the population. So as long as your position is rooted in your own decision.
Yeah. Are you getting vaccinated?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm still thinking about it. I'm more so on the no side, but we'll see. CTV News reports that federal inmates are to begin receiving COVID-19 vaccines in pilot project. It's a move that sparked debate among federal and provincial politicians about who is being prioritized in the early stages of the mass vaccination campaign. You know what? Anyways, let me keep going. As part of the initial vaccine rollout, COVID-19 vaccine will be delivered to prisons across the country, and all 600 inmates will receive vaccination. They require actually two doses over a few weeks. And, you know, I read this and I couldn't quite understand the logic behind administering vaccines to the part of the population which has the least contact with the rest of the world. But that is a conversation for some other time. As of Sunday, Canada had administered 119,202 coronavirus vaccines across the country, according to COVID-19 Tracker Canada. I don't know what to think when it comes to giving the vaccines to the population in prisons first, but I'm here to give you the news first. Quebec hospitals hit the breaking point. Since the beginning of the pandemic, Quebec's healthcare workers have warned that the COVID-19 pandemic could threaten to overwhelm the entire system. Now, with the province setting higher records of daily cases of the virus, it appears their fears have been realized. An excessive number of nurses have left the profession. There is a tremendous shortage of staff. We have the vice presidents for nursing union, Denise Joseph, that warned that life and death decisions are on the horizon as finite equipment and manpower are used up. Hospitals are not just facing influxes of COVID patients, but they're still attempting to keep up with other healthcare needs. There was a study that was published last week by the Institut National d'Excellence en Santé et Services Sociaux in collaboration with McGill University that predicted that the situation in Montreal and its surrounding regions would grow increasingly dire in the coming weeks. So apparently for the first time, an overrun of dedicated capacities within 3 weeks is likely, especially since two-thirds of the designated bed and equipment and everything in the hospital already being occupied or used. So that is pretty scary. And you know, the healthcare system here in Quebec has been in a very delicate position for the past 30 years, and I'm curious to see the measures that the government will implement to fix that. To those listening, I do feel that just looking out for my people here, if you have some sort of interest in working as a healthcare worker, look into it, because after this pandemic, I can only hope that the government will implement measures that to fix the shortage of staff. So it's very important. I think that you should, because we need doctors, we need nurses, we need healthcare workers. The situation is getting out of hand. Now, onto some terrible news. A 7-year-old girl was found dead in her home in Laval. Nobody has been charged or arrested yet, but an autopsy has been ordered. According to Radio-Canada, the child was found with bruises and burns on her body. So we don't know what happened. Police were called to the scene at around 2:30 p.m. 6 people, including both parents, have been questioned by Laval police, but the couple's 2 younger children were not there. The autopsy will be performed on Monday. I cannot imagine.
That must have been very... I cannot imagine being a first responder, a police officer being called on a scene for a child that is, you know, dead.
Exactly. But it was mentioned that they were provided with assistance because it can be troubling for sure. So on to Canada news. You know, a few days ago, there was... what was going on? Like, people were going crazy because apparently you could travel, go to the south, you know, go to Mexico, go to Tulum, go to Dominican Republic, come back and get a beautiful $1,000 check. Well, Trudeau, our dear prime minister, says vacationers will not be able to claim sickness benefit for 14-day quarantine. CD News reports that on Tuesday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that they're closing a loophole to ensure anyone who travels abroad for non-essential reasons will not be able to access a benefit to cover the cost of their quarantine upon return to Canada. Starting Thursday, Canada is requiring incoming air travelers to present evidence of a recent negative COVID-19 test before being allowed to board a plane, though questions remain about how that will work in places where such tests are not available. The federal government hasn't ruled out applying such a rule to non-essential travelers arriving at land borders. What do you think about that?
I think it's about time. I think that a lot of people thought that this was already in place, like, you know, before coming back to Canada, you had to take a test and make sure that you were not presenting any COVID-related symptoms or did not have COVID. And a lot of people were actually shocked to know that this is only being put in place now. I mean, I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think so, too, because especially with the new strain that we heard about. Since we're talking about traveling, I'm going to go on to international news, because something happened here this week in the States. So, you know, I was reading, one dead after terrorist storms the halls of Congress to block Joe Biden's win. So apparently people are not happy that Joe Biden won and is the new elect president. Violent clashes between Trump supporters and police started after the President Trump urged his supporters to fight against the ceremonial counting of the electoral votes that will confirm President-elect Joe Biden's win. Rioters got into the building and the doors to the House and Senate were being locked. Shortly after, the House floor was evacuated by police. Both chambers abruptly went into recess and Vice President Mike Pence was escorted out of the building. A woman is dead after being shot in the chest on the Capitol grounds, D.C. police confirmed to CNN. More information on the shooting was not immediately available. Multiple officers have been injured with at least one transported to the hospital. This is insane. Have you seen footage of the riot online?
I've seen footage of the riots and I've seen footage, disturbing footage, I would say, of police forces not necessarily arresting what I guess has been described as protesters, but is probably a terrorist attack, in my opinion. So, that's pretty troubling.
Yeah, share your opinion. So, like I said, a lot going on this week on this side of the world. Let's keep an eye open and see how all of this unfolds in the coming weeks. That was all for the new segment. This is Tracy.
All right, Tracy, thank you so much for the news. We're going to come back. We're going to go to a commercial, a little bit of music, and then we'll be back with the entertainment news and some more.
You are now locked into the Morning Detour Mix on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Shirt open, eyes low. Get a lot of paper, I know, but you ain't into that. You like real facts. Like if you show love, you gon' get it back. Like if you fuck good, you won't get it back. Like if you cook one a real nigga that gon' rap to that pussy like, we can go and get a private room. We could fuck for one night and God jump the broom. Say your nigga chill.
Baby, come give me something on. Baby, come give me something on. Cause I can't stop loving since I got a taste of your love. Baby, come give me something on.
You are now locked into the Morning Detour Mix on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The blunt's still burning, the clock's still turning, the waist keep whining while our eyes keep working. The DJ's on my team, I'm serving the DJ's on my team. Then I get a gold DJ, gold DJ. Then I get a gold DJ, gold DJ. Then I get a gold DJ. Go DJ, go DJ. Turned up, eyes low, I'm getting down on the dance floor. Little mama, can you tell me where my hands go? Amazing, I might be your biggest fan, no. Thought maybe you could take me where you come from. And maybe I could show you what I'm made of. Yeah, baby, I could buy some time to get close. But really, I ain't got no time for fake love. Wake up, take drugs. Bottle of Henny on my body then. Cause somebody tell me what a party at. All is toast to the good life. Passed it to the left as she brought it back. Another blunt still burning. The clock still turning. The waist keep whining while her ass keep twerking. The DJ's on my team. I'm serving the DJ's on my team. Then I get a gold DJ. Gold DJ. Then I get a gold DJ. Gold DJ. Then I get a gold DJ.
What's going on? It's your boy Sales from HLR, and you're now listening to the number one morning show in Montreal, The Morning Detour. See ya!
You are now tuned into The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
My word is bond, that's all I know. Been putting the icing on the cake. In other words, making the most of my day. Had to double and triple the pay. Make sure my people eating always. Yeah, trust me, it's all about the timing. Go and get your bang. Go for gold. Trust me, it's all about the timing. Go and get your bang. No, I can't get back to my old age.
I won't get back, I will not. Only moving forward like a clock. Look, I've been had to let go of the past, the emotional test. Like I rose from the dark, took a chance and a start. It was hard, but I'm climbing. Had to dig deep, deep dive in a big leap ride. And with me and me side, and to beat me hide. And to lead me to guide, it's a pain inside of me to grow. Way up, better go back to see a way up. How you gonna learn without data? Focus on the fans and getting paper. What a life, had to wake up from a lullaby. Feed me wings, I just wanna fly. To turn a caterpillar to a butterfly. Now my frequency is pretty high, it's where it needs to be. I plan a seed to be. Feed it right and watch you see it breed. Don't mean to shine, but defer to the lies. It'll cost you a side, but a fork in the Nile. Let it sauce in the knives, what it needs to be.
I can't get back to my old ways. Have to leave some room to grow. For my fans, I'm going for gold. My word is bond, that's all I know. Been putting the icing on the cake. In other words, making the most of my day. Had to double and triple the pay. Make sure my people eating always. Yeah. Trust me, it's all about the timing. Go and get your bang. Go for gold. Trust me, it's all about the timing. Go and get your bang. I can't get back to my old age.
What's up again, Montreal? This is Suitcase Still on the Morning Detour on CKT 90.3 FM. I'm here with Tracy today. Weezy is not here. You know he's taking some time off. Weezy, shout out to you if you're listening to the show today. We're going to be talking about a little bit about what's going on, what happened this week in the entertainment news. We need to talk about what happened to Dr. Dre. There was a report by TMZ that surfaced that stated that the 55-year-old mega producer had suffered a health scare and is now being treated at a hospital. He actually suffered a brain aneurysm and was rushed to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, Los Angeles. So there's no specific details, but it's reported that he arrived at the medical center by ambulance and was immediately taken to the intensive care unit. You know, the good news is that he is okay. He was stable and lucid. He was actually able to post on social media to say that he's doing great and getting excellent care from his medical team. So, you know, he will be out of the hospital soon. So I think everybody was very happy to hear that he was, you know, doing good. And a lot of celebrities had actually shown their support online, including Ice Cube, 50 Cent, Magic Johnson, and other people. Actually, it's important to note that we've been talking about Dr. Dre a little bit on the show in the past, in the last few weeks, even the last few months, because he's been, you know, going to court for his divorce with his ex-wife. And he was scheduled to actually go to court in the next few days, but obviously that is not going to happen due to his little brain aneurysm incident. I hope everything is okay for him. And, you know, I guess we'll follow up on the story in the next few weeks. Other news, Bow Wow is working on a sitcom with his daughter. I love when there's, you know, sitcoms in the works, series or anything. A lot of people had been talking about Bow Wow and Romeo actually doing a show or a documentary together that apparently is never going to happen. So it's interesting to see that Bow Wow is working on a sitcom with his daughter. Let's see if that project comes to fruition, because there's a lot of things that have been announced that weren't actually done. So we'll follow up on that, obviously. Some other news, The Weeknd has a new face. Tracy, I don't know if you've seen pictures of The Weeknd recently.
Yes, I did. Actually, well, his actual face, or because I think it's part of the story.
Yeah,
I want to see like what you're about to.
Yeah, so pretty much there was an official music video for Save Your Tears that was actually released. It was a very strange and dark video in which, you know, you can see The Weeknd perform in front of a crowd, and you know, he's drinking and he's throwing things in the room. And, you know, he debuted actually a new sparkly red suit and changes to his face. So there's a picture of him at a red carpet where he looks like he's been beaten up. So that was at the 2020 American Music Awards. So he has bandages on his face. And then he posted photos in that video of his face being abnormally, I guess, swollen. And a lot of people online are just not having it. So did you see the pictures? How do you feel about it?
I saw the pictures. Like, I felt like it was some sort of like artistic rollout for, you know, something coming up. So I'm very fond of everything artistic, creative. I feel like artists should push some boundaries when it comes to the visual content that they want to bring us, and like bring some storytelling behind their projects. So personally, I'm curious to know what will be coming out of this.
Yeah, for sure. That's a whole character that has been slowly building up. If you look at what The Weeknd has been doing in the past few months, I'm waiting, like you said, I'm waiting to see what happens with that. But that actually reminds me of Lady Gaga. She was one of the crazy, I guess, artists that would come up with the craziest video clips, the craziest outfits. I remember that one time she actually pulled up with a dress made out of meat. That was you know.
Yeah,
you remember that as well, eh? That was something. But you know, I think it's interesting, like you said, the artists are exploring creatively. However, a lot of people on social media were not having it. A lot of people were actually scared and saying that he's promoting images that people should not see and things of that nature. I just think people need to criticize a little bit less and try and just take in whatever is given to them in terms of art. But I understand that not everybody's fond of a very deformed face. But you know, I guess we'll see what happens in the next few weeks. Some other news. Actually, I really want your opinion on that one. So Cardi B recently posted a video on which she was dancing and singing along to her song WAP featuring Meg Thee Stallion. So, you know, she was dancing, feeling herself and things of that nature. And her daughter is entering the room. And as soon as she notices her daughter is in the room, she turns off the song. So she turns the music off. And a lot of people online criticized her. And they felt like she was creating music that she's not even letting her daughter listen to. However, they are saying, but you want our kids to listen to it. And so there was a little back and forth on social media. And she was saying that, you know, she's not supposed to be policing people's children, that she's policing, she's dealing with whatever her child listened to, but she's not responsible of what other people's children listen to. And people are accusing her of having an agenda for other people's kids and things of that nature. And she was saying, I don't make music for kids. You know what I mean? I don't make music for kids. I make music for adults, and parents are responsible of what their children can consume in terms of media and music and movies and things of that nature. She's a very sexual person, but not around her child, just like every other parent should be. She even talked about, you know, how there's a lot of strippers that are moms, and that doesn't mean that they go and strip in front of their kids. You know what I mean? So I really want your opinion on this, because social media, people were really divided on social media.
I totally agree with Cardi on this, because I feel like the society, or I want to say the internet, digital society as a whole, have this tendency of wanting people to take responsibility for what they consume. But really, you're the one that's responsible for what you consume and what the people that you're responsible for consume. So if you have children, it's only fair for you to make sure that they don't listen to songs that contain curse words, or that have a theme that you're not feeling your kid is ready to hear. So at that point, I feel like people need to let artists be artists and express themselves through their art the way that they want to, and make sure that they put the restrictions needed for their kids to consume the content that they prefer their kids to be exposed to. That's really as simple. I don't know why people are making a huge debate over it. I understand that, you know, your kid could be listening to the song anywhere, but what would be the world if no adults would make music? And also this whole campaign of, you know, going after Black women, Black artists, and, you know, criticize them about the music that they do, when rock artists, white rockers or whatever it is, have very explicit lyrics in their songs, no matter how sweet the song sounds like. So
yeah,
that's my take.
No, I definitely agree with you. I think people shouldn't deal with your own kids. You're the parent, and you're supposed to be controlling what your kid consumes, and that's just the way life works. Otherwise we can't have anything. You know what I mean? There's some movies you can't watch, there's certain things you can't do. So just make sure that you parent your kids accordingly and appropriately. But yeah, you know, I just thought it was very interesting to see that online, just because, you know, people are interesting. People online are interesting. There's the one last piece of news that I wanted to discuss is the fact that there's reports that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are done. So, you know, people were looking at them. A lot of people were calling them relationship goals, but apparently they may no longer be together. Apparently it's been going on a few months. According to a few news outlets, sources close to the couple are saying that the divorce is imminent, that pretty much Kim has powered up with a high-profile celebrity divorce attorney, Laura Wasser, to help her divorce settlement discussions. So pretty much they are keeping it low-key, but apparently they are done. They're talking about there's a settlement that is currently in talks. Over the past few months, there's been a few rumors, but nothing was certain. You know, they did not spend Christmas together. Apparently, Kim actually got Kanye to go in Wyoming so they could live separate lives. So Kim apparently has been in LA the whole time, and Kanye has been in Wyoming the whole time. And apparently she is done. Apparently, so she is done on her side, but apparently Kanye has been done, also explaining that he thought that keeping up with the Kardashians was unbearable, and that he could not deal with the Kardashian-Jenner clan anymore. So following that that news, actually, there's a few rumors that exploded on the internet, and one of the biggest one was the fact that Kanye West and Jeffree Star were you know, together on Twitter. So I thought this one was...
Stop it.
The internet was going crazy. So there was people that were claiming to have inside information on the matter, saying that Kim and Kanye had reportedly been living separately in the last few months. You know, someone on TikTok actually claimed that she knew about Kanye's affair with a male beauty guru, which, and people connected the dots, you know, how social media works, and they said that it was Jeffree Star. So they were trending. They were trending for a good part of the day earlier this week. A good day. It was pretty interesting to see that. So obviously it's a rumor that is unproven. It was based on pure speculations. We know how the internet works, but I just thought it was so interesting that right after they announced that Kim and Kanye are getting a divorce, that there's rumors of that nature that pulled up. There's also rumors when it comes to Kim Kardashian and who she would be dating following her divorce with Kanye. So, you know, I wanted to ask you, because Weezy and I always talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z, and we're like, yo, if Beyonce and Jay-Z were to divorce, who could they date? But in that case, if Kanye, well, I guess when Kanye and Kim divorce, who can they date after this?
Damn, that's a very interesting question, because you know what? I think that for the path that Kim Kardashian is taking in terms of, you know, focusing on her law studies, and I think that she's probably going to date someone older, a little bit more mature. Not saying that Kanye is not, but probably older. And as for Kanye, I really don't know, because this is a person that I feel like when he's healthy is a genius, and it could be very difficult for someone to deal with someone that's creatively speaking that is a little bit all over the place, and on top of that is suffering from mental illness. So I really don't know. Do you have someone in mind for Kanye or Kim?
I'm thinking for Kanye, definitely somebody in a fashion industry, something fashion or beauty. It has to do with super artsy.
Makes sense.
Even a designer, fashion designer, or what's it called, an architect or something of that nature, because he likes arts in general. Like, even when you look at the
high now tour type of.
I don't know, but you know, I could see him with somebody of that caliber. And when it comes to Kim, I was definitely thinking about somebody probably in the field of law or maybe politics. That would make sense, because she's made a lot of moves going to Washington and talking to Trump and things of that nature. She's probably made connections at the White House or surrounding the White House. So that would make sense.
That would be crazy, though.
That would definitely be crazy, but that's interesting. Also, another question that was actually trending on social media, well, actually that was on Clubhouse. So Clubhouse, guys, if you're not on Clubhouse yet, you need to get on Clubhouse. It's pretty interesting. So they had this this room, pretty much it was a fake divorce court, Kim Kanye divorce, and each of the people on stage were representing one of the Kardashian / Jenner clan. It was very interesting. So there was one Kanye, one Kim. There was the past lovers, this brothers and sisters. It was beautiful. And one of the questions that kept coming back was, when it comes to the kids, where should the kids go? I thought it was an interesting thing.
For sure, I think the kids are going to stay with Kim, only because of the instability of Kanye West. You know, to live with a mental illness is never easy, and so for that matter, and also from what I've seen so far, you know, when it came to, for example, Robert Kardashian, the brother, or who else? What's her name again? Sorry, Khloe Kardashian's True, her daughter True. They all stay with the family. They're very, very family oriented. from what I see online whenever I see it. So I think the kids are definitely staying with Kim.
Yeah, I think so too. Even though I could see North wanting to go maybe with her dad. From what we see online, again, we don't know these people's life for real. But, you know, I think this is going to be a very interesting thing to follow, because Kim and Kanye have definitely been one of the main couples when it comes to the entertainment industry. And Kanye did a lot for Kim when it comes to her image and where he was able to take her. But she also did a lot for him when it comes to financially and expunging his debts for him to be able to launch all of the projects that he has launched, even though he made a good return on the money that she, you know, gave him. So I think that was a very interesting couple to watch over the past few years. I did not know they would last that long, but I did not know they would be, you know, getting a divorce in 2020/2021. So I guess 2021 just started. We'll see what else happens in the entertainment news in the next few weeks. This was all I had for you guys today. We're gonna go on a little break. We're gonna listen to some music, you know, maybe put some Montreal music in there. We'll see what happens. This was Soca and Tracy on the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Ain't the same old from the east. So I would a nigga please, let it give you what you need. Listen to your heart, don't you listen to your demons. Leaving behind, I've been trying to live my dream. I've been having nightmares in the nighttime. My baby really looking like you might die. Red wine sipping, give me fine wine. But that little time with you, cause you know I get the queen of my life. And it seems that the timing is right. Like, give me some of that right. Give me, bring it back. Mind, body, with your soul. Time moving hella slow. In the presence of your own, yeah. Just set to tell you so you know, yeah. Came for the struggle with my goals, yeah. Burst at the bubble that you own, yeah. Cause every single minute is the morning. I gotta thank God it's a brand new day. Yeah, she love it. Cause I ain't never found no love like this. In the morning. I gotta thank God it's a brand new day. Yeah, she love it. Cause I ain't never found no love like this.
I grew up in a place called PAZ. And if you see me, my dogs them with me. So tired of the river at the garden city. Catch the vibe and you feel it. Cause this is how we live it. Ghost, yeah. Left, right, front and right. Our protocols upset. Ghost, yeah. Let them say I love yet. I know say my cross clap. Ooh, ghost, yeah. Oh, be like say una don't forget. Tell me gun them get reloaded. Ghost, yeah. Oh, and if you never really go there, yeah, then you will really never know.
We're now locked into the Morning Detour Mix on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Wambano, in my zone, yeah. And it all went up like the surges. She want me to beat it up, but I'm a murder, I'm a purge it. When we pull up his curtains, have you shot y'all screaming like, ooh, 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 ooh. Swinging with the top right down. Heard they wanna come around now. I drip in silence, but I'm so loud. Heard they wanna come around
now. Feeling like Tupac, run it, get a new bag, call something new swag. Money in your head like a Niger man, and skis on your head like a do-rag. Wait, you say they're mine, I say that's so funny. Raised in the trenches where it's so muddy. Don't ask about nobody that don't roll with me. If I pull up, yo pretty, take a stroll with me. I like big whips, brown skins and big breasts. Big checks, no stress, they upset. Henny got me too lit, Amirius a new fit. Pretty acting dumb, she got a brain, I'll tell her use it.
Go the hook going crazy, you know. No side, east side, sell off me, tell them. Got the girl going crazy, you know. South side, west side, sell off me, say. And it all went up like the surges. She want me to beat it up, but I'm a murder, I'm a purge it. When we pull up his curtains, have you shot y'all screaming like, ooh, 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 ooh.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
What's up, everybody? This is Soke. Welcome back to the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're here with Lorena right now. She has little updates for us regarding what we can do under these interesting circumstances in the city.
So what we could do, the first thing I have is Black Boys Code. I had mentioned them previously on the show. They're having a new series. So starting Saturday, January 16th and Saturday, January 23rd, they have Getting Started with HTML. And this is a free event that's online for boys age 8 to 12. And what they're going to do is they're going to be introducing the fundamental languages of the web, HTML. So the boys will learn how to structure and populate a web page from industry professionals. So this is limited spaces. So I'm letting everybody know early to go ahead and register if you have any kids that are interested in coding. This is a great event. You could go on eventbrite.com and search Black Boys Code, and it will be there. And then I'll post it on our social media as well. Next up, we have the Collective Community Services. So again, they will be holding another father discussion group with Melduche Meltlis on Monday, January 11th, and that is from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Again, you can register for free on Eventbrite. And then another one, since we have all the time in the world, if you want to learn a new language, the Haitian Student Association of Concordia, they're having a Creole class 101. So that's happening tomorrow, January 9th, via Zoom, starting at 5 p.m. And this is for all levels. So they're going to go through the history of Haitian Creole, the myths, how to identify the different dialects within the language. And this is in collaboration with Centre Toussaint. And Centre Toussaint is an organization with a mission to promote Afro and Haitian culture by offering classes and activities in Montreal that foster personal development. So that's another thing we can do online outside, because it's still important to get outside, get some fresh air. the city of Montreal, they do have winter stations all across the city. So for example, in NDG, they do have one at the intersection of Sherbrooke, Chemin de la Côte Saint-Antoine, and Avenue Royal. What they have there in NDG is actually a light show called Aurorama, and they'll be showcasing the Northern Lights. So it's like a cool experience. They're supposed to be following all health and safety precautions and COVID-19 rules. So you can go there during the day before our curfew if you need to go outside and get fresh air, get your kids outside to still be active, but of course be safe. So there's 26 winter stations across Montreal, and you can go to montreal.ca to look up all of the locations across Montreal. And then another one that's happening outside too is the luminotherapy. That is at Quartier des Spectacles at Place des Arts. So that's happening as well. You could go there before the curfew. I did get to go last weekend. Some of the activations were working, some of them weren't. So hopefully they get that together so that everybody can enjoy that and be safe. And again, as I say every week, I stay in a virtual club. So please support our local DJs. So we have Blaster, Star Q, Quite Sane, J.E. Buns, DJ Maddie, and I'm sure there's quite a few more. So if you go on their Instagram pages or Facebook page, you will see their schedules. So please go support them, follow their pages. It's all on Twitch, so twitch.tv. You could go sign up for free, follow their pages. If you can, tip them. They're out there and they're keeping us high up in spirit during this time. So definitely support them, the DJs, as well as our local restaurants. Support them as well because they are also going through a hard time. And just want to say, everybody stay safe. This is a really hard time because we're going into the winter blues since the Christmas holidays are over. So even though we can't get together physically, stay connected. Phone friends, Clubhouse, FaceTime, all that stuff, especially people that live alone. Please contact your friends and family that live by themselves and stay safe. So that is all I have for the community updates this week.
Thank you so much for the updates. I'm very happy you were able to, find a lot of things to do, actually, because I was kind of worried. I was just like, is there going to be anything? But I'm pretty happy. A lot of virtual stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
I'll go check out a few of the things you said, particularly the one at Plaza Zara. I think I'll go check it out and see what happens.
Hopefully. No, it's really cute. It's fun. Wear your mask, have hand sanitizer on deck because some people are just a little too free for the time being. But it's really cute. I was happy that I was